بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is a part of the speech delivered on April 12, 2022 by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the government officials of the Islamic Republic. I could equally mention assembly companies and assemblers. Assembly is actually a kind of unnecessary importation in a different way. This is not production. This is not creating a product. Rather, it is merely a kind of importation. Such companies should not be allowed to register as a knowledge-based company. This is not correct. Therefore, there is a need for defining precise criteria and indicators for these companies. I think that this falls on the Vice Presidency for Science and Technology and the other organization that is in charge of approving these companies. These must take these criteria seriously. Another point is that in order to assess whether the country's production has become knowledge-based or not, merely looking at the number of knowledge-based companies is not enough. In my New Year's speech, I stressed numbers. It was said that such and such a number of companies can be established this year, but I said that there should be more. They said that such companies might increase by 30%, but I said that it should be 50%, at least 50%, but it could be 100% too. Well, this is related to quantity, which is a criterion, but it is not enough.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The companies that are established must have certain characteristics which are vital and fundamental. One of these characteristics is that there must be innovation in them. Another is that they must help reduce foreign currency importation. At the present time, in order to import certain products, we spend hugely. If a knowledge-based company manufactures this product or brings it close to manufacture, this will either reduce the expenditures or it will completely eliminate them. This is one of the criteria. One of the criteria for knowledge-based companies is that they must create employment in the true sense of the word. They must have the capability to export. In other words, they must be competitive in the face of global products. These criteria must be specified and pursued, God willing.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.